If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome, everybody, to the program. It is a Thursday, right?
Yeah.
July 24th, right? All right, as we get started here live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059, on the Odyssey app. You can get us there, too. I'm a little disheveled this morning because I'm frustrated. And, oh, here comes Jamie. I'll tell her, too. I'm a little disheveled this morning.
Why?
Well,
I got an In and Out shirt on.
No, a hamburger shirt.
I'm wearing a hamburger shirt on.
What? Yeah, I'm a little disheveled today. I think I took some allergy medicine last night. I think it made me drowsy a little bit. So, what's the matter? What are you looking at?
Did you get it out of the hamper?
No, it was in a drawer, and it was way back
Why
in
is
the
music
drawer.
So loud?
Oh, because I just like talking over it. But it was in a drawer, and it's been there for a while.
Oh, and it wasn't folded?
No, kind of wrinkled, right? Yeah, so that's my hamburger shirt.
All right, I've so got you on took today. Allergy medicine, and you're...
Yeah, I feel a little drowsy this morning, yeah. but I'm really bummed out because remember the project I've been doing with my car?
I do.
Which everybody is telling me I'm nuts for, okay?
No, if you enjoy it, it's fine.
If I enjoy it, I like that attitude, Jamie. Because
I'm here
that's
to support,
my attitude.
Right.
That's my attitude. If I want to do it, it's no harm to anybody else, right?
Exactly.
All right, so I put it in the shop. It's an old car, 2001. Put it in the shop. I got a bunch of leaks. I got this. I got a wheel falling off. Got an airbag about to kill me.
Right?
Got all kinds of problems,
yeah.
Right? And so I put it in the shop. $6,800 it cost me. Put the engine back together, all the blah, blah. I'm driving to work this morning.
No.
And the engine light comes on.
After $6,800 worth of repairs?
I wanted to crash. I wanted to just get a pylon.
Have you fixed the airbag yet?
No, okay. No, I haven't gotten there
yet. Let's not crash then.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's not do.
Yeah, it might be my best move at this point.
Let's not total it yet until we get
there. That is such a bummer. You take your vehicle in, and for the exact reason you take your vehicle in,
yeah.
3 days later, you got a problem.
$6,800 engine repair.
It just makes me so mad this
morning. How much
does
the actual new engine cost? About $6,800
for that car, probably 68. Yeah, probably. I'd say $7,000.
I don't know.
Something.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't know either. Engine light comes on.
Wow.
Of all things. I mean, it could have been a trunk latch. I would have been fine with that.
Yeah.
Something different than what I just paid for.
Yeah, but you don't
That's
know.
That's what makes
what
me
the
mad.
Engine light's for.
It could be something small.
So small, yeah. Minor.
It says check engine soon. Is what it says on there.
They probably just didn't reset something.
Maybe some oil.
They probably just didn't reset something. Maybe I know that my Jeep, I took it to these schmucks, and it says oil change needed, and I've already that's what they did.
So they just didn't reset it.
That's why you need to go to John at Highlands Ranch Imports.
Yeah,
he fixes everything.
Yeah.
So there.
My car was too much for him. He thought it was a stupid move.
He wouldn't even fix it.
Dude, he wouldn't even fix my back windshield wiper on my Range Rover.
No.
He's like, I'm not fixing it. And I go, this is how honest this guy is. He goes, I'm not fixing the back windshield wiper. And I go, why? And he goes, it's too costly and you need to get rid of that thing.
He turned me down on a $600 water reservoir.
Really?
Yeah, for the car. I took the car over there, and the reservoir was leaking for the windshield wiper fluid. And he told me, he said, you realize that's about $600. This car ain't worth it. Well, John, I don't need that type of an assessment from you, buddy. Just fix it for me.
It looks like you should have listened to him.
Goes,
but that's why I love him.
No,
he
said it's not worth
it.
That's
literally why I love that guy. Because he's like, I'm not fixing the back windshield wiper. Sell it. Nobody checks the back windshield wiper.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
He's not wrong. I
was like, I can't tell you. He goes, sell the thing. Nobody will ever try to turn it on when they buy it.
Well, we'll see what happens. Could be something simple.
Yeah.
I got something else bothering me, too.
What?
Wow. This one's really big.
Dear God.
And we'll find out
you're
this
You're kind
morning.
Of exhausting.
Are we your therapist?
I know. Yeah, kind of, sort of. This station is.
But we have other stuff to talk about. The weather
really.
And stuff.
Not really. I looked at my list. It's poor today.
I know, but like, who would you rather? Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that. Fun game.
Well, this one's pretty big, Jamie.
Okay, what is
this
it?
This is pretty big. I'm going to have to do it when we come back. We have to take a break.
I got you a present.
And I think you're going to agree with me because it's devastating.
When you realize that you work with someone that doesn't listen.
You said you got me a present.
Yeah, I brighten up your day there, pumpkin.
I know. That's part of the problem, the present thing.
Oh, what?
Yeah. When I get into this.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Not you. If you've got a present for me, that's great. I appreciate it. That's great. But it's something else.
Okay. Yeah, you should probably not take your drugs anymore.
Why?
Because you're a bowl of fun.
I think I need to take more.
No, I don't think so. I think that we have a problem and you took too many.
All right, I'll run this by you. I think you're going to think this is a big deal, Jamie.
Okay.
I really do.
Right, yeah.
When we come back, okay?
Right.
All right, we'll be right back.
Wait. Oh.
What?
Wait.
What?
What?
Whoa. Hold on. Reset everything.
Wait, what? Was that me?
Yeah, it was you.
What was I talking about?
You're hawking some financing. You're trying to get somebody to re-up or something. You're telling them how terrific it is.
By the way, let me just tell you, I just checked my FICO score.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I know. I'm
so
proud of you.
I can't even believe it. Yeah.
What do you mean it's amazing?
Because I've had a crap ass FICO score forever.
You mean your credit score?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I got that American Express card, and I think it upped it. I'm at 755.
That's crazy.
That's good.
Yeah.
It said very good.
Yeah, that is really good.
It didn't say excellent, but it said very good.
I'm impressed.
Me too.
755 is good.
And that's even with them taking my storage unit away.
I know. That dinged your credit for a long time, years.
I'm not even sure that ever went to a dinging.
And maybe they didn't.
I don't think it did because that thing was so upside down that you would have never crawled out of that hole.
No. I know, but isn't that impressive? So I didn't know this, you guys. You can go to your credit card. I have the app, and you can check it right there on your app.
Yep.
All of them do it. Your banks do it.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. Wells Fargo app.
I never checked it because it's been so bad.
Oh, no. Just the way you were saying it, that you can go there. But, yeah, you can go to all of them now.
Right,
they used to ding you for that, remember? If you'd go check your score, you get charged on it. It would affect your score.
That's
to check
crazy.
Your score. Now they don't do it anymore.
Although I did get a card in the in my mail that says you have two things that might affect your credit score. You know how they send you
Equifax and all that? Yeah.
It sent me a little postcard. You have two things that might affect your credit. Wow. I was like, what are those?
You're at 750.
So, yeah, let's just stick with that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, at 755, I wouldn't even pay those.
I know, right?
I'd just let you go. What the hell? Not
so
hurting
good?
You.
Exactly.
All right, we'll get back right after this. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, going to be cloudy today. Chance of rain. Another chance of rain. That's okay. We need the rain. No big deal, right?
Right.
Partly cloudy, 84 for a high today. Today is Thursday, July 24th.
I know. Do you know that I didn't even know it was Thursday and I didn't take out my cans?
No kidding.
Oh.
You didn't remember? You didn't know
it was
Thursday?
I thought it was Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't seem to be the only one confused.
What? Yeah, hey.
Oh, boy. Just another day.
Yep, sure
July
is.
July 24th.
Is she leaving you finally?
No, well, I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
She didn't remember. I don't think she knows.
Is it your birthday?
Today.
It is.
I brought you a present. That's why I brought you a present.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you thought of me.
Oh, your wife didn't?
She doesn't even remember.
Wait, she doesn't know it's your birthday?
There's no way.
Nope.
I brought you a present.
Let me give you the story. It's not come up all week. Not come up all week. Today is my birthday.
There's no way she forgot. No way.
Pop down now. Pop down. I got stories. Oh, it's funny, Jamie.
I brought you a present.
It's funny. It's got me in a world right now that I'm just so down. I'm down. Kick me. Go ahead.
Wow.
Right to the head with a boot.
So no little card sending out? No.
Oh, no. It's even worse.
Little notes in your car. You know how, like, you leave her notes in her car on her birthday? And
oh, yeah.
You leave out a card from
Not
her?
Not just from me, from Frog yeah. and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go
yeah.
all out.
Yeah, I know.
She gets home later in the day on her birthday. There's a cake. There's gifts.
You get well. Not like
Amazon's
that,
come.
But what I like most is that you get up extra early and you have out like a whole spread for her.
Right.
So when she wakes up.
Well, it's not come up this week, and I thought maybe it's going to be. A big
I bet.
Surprise.
I bet you, have,
you lay low when you're ready to surprise.
Should we
somebody?
Tell him how we were invited to the surprise party on tomorrow night?
Oh, that's a nice try.
Oh, right, nice. Guys, can we
you know,
and tell
you're,
him?
Because, Jamie.
I mean, it's so uncomfortable right now. Should we tell him about the big surprise?
And you're so sad.
So that's a nice try. I know when I have a true friend. Okay, so thank you.
You're
thank
you. Welcome.
So this morning,
yeah,
I wake up. The alarm goes off. Well, dog started barking. I had to get up a little early, but I go back to bed. Try to go. Yeah, I can't go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed when I got up this morning, she's awake. On her phone.
Oh.
In bed, looking, scrolling. And me knowing today's July 24th.
The day.
I looked at her and I said, hey, you asleep or are you awake? What's going on? I mean, you all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. I just couldn't sleep. Well, okay, I think I'm going to head on out to work. Head out to work. So I'm making extra noise.
Yeah,
I'm slamming a door here.
Yeah.
Just trying to get some attention. Like, oh, by the way, before you go, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Nothing. Crickets. Crickets. Barely got a goodbye. She's forgotten.
So instead she you
didn't
got the
remember.
Roll over and sleep. She rolled over and slept and told you to be quiet.
She was still on her phone.
Wow.
As I walked out
well,
the
she
door.
Was probably, because tomorrow night, all right, I'm going to tell you. Tomorrow night, there's a big surprise birthday party. And so I'm sure she's getting all the stuff from Amazon. And she's like, you know, she told me not to tell.
It's crunch time, man. You got to get ready.
So we're all supposed to like, what time are we doing that thing?
About, I think it's like 6:30, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where is it? Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah. The new adult arcade.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Here's the deal. All right. Nope. Let's not say it because she's not listening right now.
Yeah.
Let's not say a word. And tomorrow night at 6:30, I'll show up at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. Okay. Sweet.
Okay? And I look forward to it. And I'll act surprised when I see you
okay,
guys.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I see you guys, I'll act very surprised, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay. Should all I right. give you your present now?
Well, sure.
I okay. Mean, just to...
I mean, I'm going to try to act excited okay. about this, but I'm in a really bad state right now, Jamie.
I know.
I mean, it's going to take a lot to drag me out of this today.
I know, but I...
Until I get a text, at least. Okay.
I know, but,
I've got nothing.
I remember.
She's on her phone right now. And you can't even text your husband happy birthday.
Right, hold on.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
This
can't
is
wait.
Ridiculous.
I didn't wrap it. It doesn't have a bow.
That's okay.
Right. It's at least you thought of me, yeah. You know?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, Jamie. The Centennial Gun Club hat?
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
It's a $30 friggin' hat.
I know.
I should have married you.
It was actually $28.
Just saying, you would have made a great wife. Oh, it's funny. Oh, it's real funny, folks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love hats.
I know you do.
You know what? Yeah, I collect hats. Well, I don't collect. I just have a lot of
yeah.
hats.
Yeah, a lot,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, gun club. Yeah. I like that.
I know. I got us all one.
That's
so you.
Sweet.
So it's like we're a family.
Whoa. You got us all one?
I got you.
I thought this was
wait,
my
listen.
Special day.
It is, but listen, it's what? Like... It's like we're
don't tell me there's no party at Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow night.
It's like
I'm gonna really be pissed now.
It's like we're a pretend family. I got you one, my son one, and me one.
Oh, so cute.
How's our kid doing these days?
He's good.
Little
he's
Ralph
great shot.
Good
yeah.
For him.
Yeah.
Isn't this crazy? And I'm not exaggerating right now.
That's so weird.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
I did this once, though.
You forgot her birthday?
It's kind of payback. No, I forgot my first wife's birthday. I was caught up in a wild child kind of, you know, era.
I know, but think about what it led to.
And, well, I know it led to a divorce.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. She forgot your birthday,
yeah,
which leads to...
Well, that didn't lead to the divorce. I mean, you could pile it on.
Well, you boinking the neighbor led to the divorce.
I'm just saying, it's one of the worst feelings in the world. I regret it to this day. It haunts me
that you
that
forgot.
I literally forgot my wife's birthday 1 year, and it
I would add X it, just for fun.
Well, X. Yeah. It drove me. It still does.
Yeah, it's probably a good
still
idea.
Yeah,
that'd be a tough pill to swallow.
Because this is not helping.
It's a tough one. Yeah. It's a tough one, man. You feel like a schmuck.
Miguel, you and I get each other.
Like, oh, I get it. Yeah. I'm just saying, my wife at the time.
Yeah.
it's a really crappy feeling. All right, we'll move on.
All right. I'm so sorry that she forgot.
Yeah.
Well, are you sure she's not listening?
I don't think so.
Because
I've not
can
got
I tell
a text.
You? Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because so what she's going to use is the word "my wife."
I just got a birthday text.
But,
go ahead.
But she's going to use it against you, like your birthday's ruined because of what you said.
Oh.
Even if you were getting something, she may just hold it back.
Yeah, now she's just mad at you.
I got my first birthday text of the morning
From Pete.
No, Dave the Dwarf.
You sure did, Dave the Dwarf.
Dave the Dwarf
remembered.
Awesome. Dave the Dwarf down
he
in Tampa.
He remembered.
Dave.
Your
I love
wife,
you, buddy.
Your
I should have married Dave.
You should have married. Your wife didn't remember, but Dave the Dwarf did?
Aww. Yeah, that's the world I live in, folks. A friggin' dwarf down in Florida. Remembered.
And he's
not
a little
the
person.
Wife.
No, I'm just going to add that.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Make sure I put that in my phone right now.
I'm just saying, all right, here's the thing. Here's the
6:30 tomorrow.
Here's the thing. You're going to feel horrible about this.
What do you mean?
Okay, I have two theories about your birthday.
Okay.
What if something is planned and you don't know it and you're just sitting here bitching about her and then come to find out there's a big thing?
It would be a wonderful ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, to a story that BJ was a moron, and yeah. I'm willing to accept that.
Because it happened to my friend. His name is Stretch, but it's really not Stretch. Yeah. It's Mike. Mike, it happened to my friend Mike. And for Maritza, he was planning this big birthday, and it was a whole thing. She was so much. She was texting. He didn't even remember. And none of us could say anything.
Right.
So I bet that's it.
Well, and see, I'm willing to take that chance and go ahead and complain, meaning that I really got sucked into this, okay?
Oh, okay.
And I got duped.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. You know, I pulled that off for her birthday, remember?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Remember
I
threw that
say.
Big dinner and I had that big live fish?
Oh, that's right.
That I
so
ate.
Maybe she's doing the same.
Maybe. Maybe.
I bet you she is. There's no
yes.
way that you surprised her for her birthday. And, she's
and now she's like, she's going to, yeah.
Return the favor. Guaranteed.
Although, remember my old partner, Frosty?
Yeah.
He tells the saddest story. He turned 13, and that's a big one.
Yeah.
13, right? So all day long, he was just waiting. Nobody said anything. His mom and dad, they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
His siblings, nobody said anything. So all day, he was just like... Oh, and then his dad was having him do chores. He's like, I'm sure I'm doing chores because it's my 13th. I'm a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, and he waited all day and he went to bed.
Nothing
oh.
happened.
Oh.
Man, that's devastating for a 13-year-old.
Isn't it?
I mean, you just became a teenager. I mean,
yeah.
there you are. That's a biggie.
It is
13's
a biggie.
13's a biggie. 18's a biggie. 21's a biggie.
Isn't that the saddest?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm glad you could come up with a sadder story than mine. Makes me feel better.
Okay,
it
good.
Does in
all
a way.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
does.
But then I have another theory that this is your fault. But I'll get to that after I do tablet.
This is my fault.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sure I'm going to hear that at home, too. This is your fault, BJ.
I'm just saying. It's just something.
How is it my fault?
I will get to it after I do tabloid trash.
Tabloid trash can suck the big one. I want to know how it's my fault. There's nothing in that trash more important to me right now.
No, there is. Chapel.
Who?
Chapel.
Who's Chapel?
Chapel Roan.
Is that Pink Pony girl?
Yep. Yep. Sure is. Anyway, Chapel Roan is coming out with some new music, and everybody's so excited. She offered up a 30-second preview of her new song. It's called The Subway, and it's the story of a failed relationship. Okay. It's about you and Lisa.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my.
Pile on, Chapel.
All right, here it is. Here's the
really
little.
You're just another girl on the subway. Made you feel in
my God, she's moving to Saskatchewan.
She's done. Pink Pony Club, and I'm gone.
Oh my God.
That's it. She's done.
I'm
that sucks.
To Saskatchewan?
She's that you've got to follow up better than that.
Yeah,
when you've got Pink Pony Club, you got to come back strong,
I
man.
I agree with you.
You can't come back with Canada. You can.
I know, because the last song was about Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville Pink Pony Club, man, yeah, out there dancing and putting dollar bills in.
And she misses because she misses Tennessee, and she's sorry that she left, and she's in, you know, LA.
Now she hates Nashville, going back to Saskatchewan.
She actually got that to rhyme.
I don't know.
That's kind of amazing.
But just that line alone is enough to kill it.
Well,
you know, when I hear that, I mean, the song's okay, I guess, in the beginning. But once she says that line, it's like, boy, that sucks. That is sucks. That's a reach there.
Yeah, Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Pink Pony Club into Saskatchewan.
You were missing Tennessee, and now you're moving on to Saskatchewan.
Okay.
So moving on Saskatchewan, that's what she got. All right, how are we going to rhyme moving on with the city? Moving on... Orlando? No, that didn't work.
No.
I know, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, that's AI's fault right there. I guarantee you typed it into ChatGPT and it said Saskatchewan.
Moving on, Saskatchewan.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, it's fine. Fat Joe is on his podcast talking about drinking 40 Diet Pepsis a day.
Oh-hoo!
That's a lot of Diet Pepsis. I don't think that's healthy. Here he is, number one.
I drink too many Diet Pepsi.
A lot.
You know what I'm saying? Very, very much. I got a problem. 30, 40 a day. Let me tell you something.
Damn.
If I went to the doctor, God forbid, and they told me, yo, you have a problem due to Diet Pepsi, I got to take on the chin. I got to just be like, I knew I was just doing too much with them Diet Pepsi, right? So.
Are you going to hit one when you leave the doctor?
Drinking it now immediately. They're not stopping me. I was in jail with 1,000 Diet Pepsis. Imagine you in jail. You can't have nothing else, but Diet Pepsi's illegal.
You know, it is an addiction.
Yeah.
Diet sodas and regular sodas. It is an addiction. There's no doubt. My mom had it.
Do you get Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi in prison?
No, I don't.
I can't imagine.
You might be able to buy it at the commissary. You can buy chips and all that. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All right.
They have a commissary. I think it really depends on what prison you're in. I don't think you can get it at the county jail, but I think that once you get to the big house, they kind of open things up because that's going to be your residence for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm seeing Diet Coke is available at many commissaries.
I would say
I just wonder.
Candy bars.
Napoleon.
Yeah, because they use all that crap to make their tacos.
What?
Prison tacos.
What are prison?
And burritos.
What are prison tacos?
I've never heard of that.
They buy all the stuff like Cheetos and things, and they'll smash them up and harden it up together to make their shells and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's prison food.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. They're very creative in prison.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's wild.
All right.
I just imagine a bunch of slop on a pan.
Yeah,
You got to watch more crime shows, Bob. You're way off. No, they're very creative, aren't they, Spadil? And their liquor, too. They make good liquor there, too.
I don't know about the liquor, but like the tacos, for example, they would buy like bags of chips, and then they'll use that as their shell, and then they'll like literally cook meat in there.
He did say that.
Yeah. I just said that.
We're the worst show for listening to each other.
But, yeah, I'm glad you reinforced it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Somebody said, I can't wait for you guys to play Chappelle Roan for the next 8 years like you do everything else.
I don't know if Saskatchewan's going to make it, though.
I bet it will.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's her. I don't want it to. But sometimes we just have to be a sucker to the system.
I don't hear that one. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm moving on to Saskatchewan. Come on.
Yeah. Where is Saskatchewan?
I don't even know. I don't
Canada.
Well, I know that.
Oh, my God. But
are you awake?
Not really.
Why are you?
I've already said Canada 3 times. Where in Canada?
Are you stoned?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you are dumb as hell today.
Is it on the West Coast?
It's in the middle. It's right above Montana.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's exhausting.
Yes, he is. He's this far from me turning off his microphone. Now, I'll leave it on for a little bit more, but more, I got to tell you, a couple of more screw-ups, and I'm done.
This is exciting news. James Cameron is making a new movie called Ghosts of Hiroshima. It's centered on the atomic bombings of Hiroshima. And it'll be, he said it's going to be bigger and better than Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's List. I mean, as far as emotionally.
I can't wait.
I think it's going to be.
I think it's going to be fabulous. I love those type movies.
Yeah, and so he said it's going to be graphic, emotional, and it's going to be based on real survival stories.
Wow.
Good.
So, yeah, so it's kind of like a documentary movie kind of thing.
You don't hear a lot about that. A lot of movies made about the Hiroshima in Nagasaki or where it was. Nagasaki. You don't hear much about that.
No, I agree with you.
I think we're
embarrassed.
Yeah. I loved Pearl Harbor. I thought that was good.
One of the biggest movies was about the atomic bomb.
Well, I know that, but you don't hear about the aftermath.
No, I agree. But it was really about the guy's plight that made the atomic bomb. What was that movie called? But it was about his plight.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah. And so my son saw it, and he's like, really, it was about, here's my kid's take on it. I didn't see it. It was about his mental plight of like, I know I'm making this, and it's going to kill so many people.
Oh, that'd be a struggle. Yeah.
Right? And so it's just about like, I didn't see it, but he said, can you imagine? He wrote his thesis up, my kid did, about even his astrophysics stuff and building stuff that you knew were going to take out people. I was like, I never thought about it like that. You know, like when you join the forces and stuff, like you have to struggle with that. Like knowing that you're taken out, but innocent people, but to take out the bad guy.
Yeah, your job is to do some bad for potentially good. Some good.
Yeah, so that's a real, anyway. So this should be interesting. James Cameron, as you know, is a genius. Dude, this guy though, I'm going to tell you, when I saw him, he's a train wreck.
Who, Cameron?
Yeah, he was at Nobu and in Malibu, and he was wasted.
Yeah.
Well, he can be, I guess.
Oh, my God. He's just like breaking plates and all that. Like,
he's brilliant, though.
He is brilliant.
Saving Private Ryan was one of the all-time movies. Right? I loved it. Couldn't believe it when I saw it.
And then he was with that girl that was in Terminator. Remember they got married for a while? She was hot. What was her name? Remember?
Mm-mm. The lady that played Sarah Connor?
Yeah. They were married. And then she was there. I was like, I bet they get a divorce. And guess what happened? They got a divorce.
Did they?
They sure did.
She hit him with a plate or something?
Yeah, over his head.
Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, that was her.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to her?
She just kind of fell off after the Sarah Connor thing.
Yeah, she did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a beautiful day. Today is July 24th, folks. Yeah, it's on.
But it's not. Oh, now it's working.
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Today is July 24th. Very special day in my life.
I got you a present.
Today is my birthday, folks.
And I bought him a present.
And Jamie brought me a present. And you know, I love this, too.
Oh,
this
good.
Is a great hat.
Good. Yeah.
She went down to the gun club last night, shot up a few things.
I did.
Yeah.
I love Centennial Gun Club. They do such a good job. Right. It's just, I don't know. I got in trouble, but it's okay.
Well, you can't be shooting guns in the restroom and places like that, Jamie. You got to keep with the targets, okay?
No, I haven't been there in a long time.
Got crazy last night.
I haven't been there in a long time, and I put the gun out on the table. And I took it out there, and he's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, well, I forgot.
You got to wait till you get to your pit.
Yeah, I know. And he, like, flipped out on me, which I appreciate. I was like, I'm so sorry. I go, I forgot.
Gun etiquette.
Yeah, I haven't been here in a while. And my kid was, like, humiliated. You know, even at 19, it's like, face.
Mom.
Oh, my God.
Mom, what are you doing?
But thank God we were the only ones in the actual range at that time, so it wasn't like
Well,
that
thank you for
problem.
The gift.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Sure it's one of many today that I'll receive. But
right.
Thank you so much.
So BJ was bitching, shocker, about how he...
I was expressing my emotions this morning, Jamie.
Oh, do that.
A man
do it again.
Is allowed to do
okay.
that.
All right, go ahead.
I came in and I said, I'm a little down today. I'm a little depressed a little bit. I got up this morning. My wife's awake. It's my birthday. It's not been mentioned all week long. Mm-hmm. Birthday, that is. So I get up this morning. She's awake on her phone. Not a word. Not a word before I left this morning. And my thinking is she's forgotten. she doesn't remember today is my birthday.
Right, because she would have said and happy birthday on, while she's on her phone.
Yeah. You first know, thing, you know,
I would have. In the morning, yeah.
Yeah, I would have, because I leave cards, and, you know, so when she gets up, she'll realize that, hey, I knew. But nothing. But I mean, nothing this morning. And I was expressing that I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, right? And it's your fault.
Well, wait a minute. No, whoa. Sorry about that K there. What do you mean it's my fault?
Well, it's
your fault. How can it be my fault?
That she
Look, I can do a lot of things wrong, Jamie, but there is no way you could put any blame on this on me.
Yeah, I can. I can. It is absolutely your fault.
How?
And it's almost like it's a game for you. It's like that's how bad of a person you are.
Oh. What?
Wow.
What? Hang on a second.
It's a game.
How's this a game for me?
No, I'm just going with like the wife's like how she's gonna play this. All right.
Oh, this is what I'm about to explanation of it.
Yeah, the
get,
explanation,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Because you know we're amazing manipulators, right?
When how is it my fault? It.
Because if you remember, she started mentioning her own personal birthday about a month before it was her birthday. And then leading up to it, you're like, oh my God, all she does is talk about how important the number, what was it, like 40th birthday?
45.
How important her 45th birthday 45. Is. She's like, it's a big deal, blah, blah. And so you said that she kept reminding you.
Yes.
Well, you haven't reminded her at all. You haven't said a word about it. And it's like it's a game that you're purposely, you haven't talked about it at all for the last month because you've been quiet about it. Like, I wonder if she'll even remember.
Well. But yeah. I.
And so you stay silent on purpose as a game to see if she'll even, like an entrapment. Yep, that's what that is.
Jamie, none
yes.
of this.
Yep.
None of
yep.
this.
Yep. I'm right.
Not true.
That's it is. Not,
she did I, talk about
I never,
a lot.
It is. No.
She reminded him, right?
Yeah.
And that is key. You have to remind your partner sometimes. Sometimes they just forget. It happens in life. Like, yeah, I know your birthday is important to you, but life is going on. She has a little kid. She has a full-time job. And you didn't remind her. And you sat in silence on purpose as entrapment. Damn, I should be a lawyer.
No. Listen, here's a part you don't know. Okay, here's a part you don't know. All right, let me throw this in. I'm going to cross-examination.
Okay, all right.
It's my turn now as a lawyer, okay? Today or this week is birthday week at my house. What does that mean? Well, get this. On Monday of this week, a nephew, very nice dude, Jaden. It was his birthday on Monday.
Did you guys wish him a happy birthday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jaden's birthday. Jaden's was Monday. Mine is today. Her sister's is tomorrow.
Oh.
And Dad, Grandpa Gus, is Sunday.
So even
this,
more.
Every year, this week is a week of nothing but birthdays, dinners, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
It's a birthday week. I'm sandwiched in this birthday week.
Yeah, but that's even more reason. Again, the woman has a full-time job, a little kid, and all this birthday crap's like, who else? I don't even remember. There's too much work. I mean, she literally works a full-time job that you don't give her credit for. And she is like busting her butt, and she has this little boy to take care of. You know, it's almost like she's a single mom, really.
Huh.
She has to take him to all the stuff. Do this, do that, do that, do this.
I have to admit, I've not really looked at it like that. So maybe it is my fault. Texano, what do you think? I mean, maybe it is. Maybe Jamie's on to something.
Maybe
my appreciation's not shown enough, and that's part of the problem.
And he just sat there, you guys. He just sat there quietly. He didn't say a word because he just wants to be like, remember my birthday.
So you're saying that I kind of wished she would forget.
Yeah, so you could
just so I would have that as arsenal in my bag.
Correct.
In the relationship.
Because relationships are nothing but stupid ass games.
Dang. I think you might be on to something. It did kind of make me happy she forgot. Because you get to hold that carrot over their head,
right?
You know?
Yeah, that's
you
a big
do.
Deal.
I mean,
is a big deal.
Think about it.
I
could milk this for weeks. I think you're on to something, Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ. Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. Going to be rainy this afternoon, they say. Heat for the weekend, then a cool. cool down next week. Do you realize we're already sliding into fall in Colorado? Did you know that? I saw this yesterday.
We're sliding into fall?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Days are getting shorter.
I didn't. Yeah. I feel like it's still summer.
Mm-mm. No. No, it's
hey, is there something going on a little east of downtown? Because there's two helicopters in the air. I was just wondering.
Well, east of downtown would be Aurora.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Spadell, you seeing anything with the helicopters downtown?
I haven't seen anything come across
my
feet.
Buckley Air Force Base is right around.
No, but they're hovering. So
maybe they're hovering.
Keep your eyes peeled, okay?
They're hovering.
Stay on top of it, Spadell. All right, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. Hover situation.
All right, hovering.
Yep. We can see downtown from DTC.
Last night, premiere, season 27 of South Park. And man, people are raving about it this morning, saying it was absolutely fantastic to see.
Well, it should be, because didn't they just get a huge deal?
Yeah.
For $1 billion?
1.5.
It better be amazing.
They're saying it was I didn't get to see it. It was on Comedy Central. I've seen tons and tons of videos that have been posted online. I don't know if people are stealing this, how they're getting the videos, but they've got them. And it is the talk on the internet this morning, which, by the way, is kind of a relief, to be honest with you, because the feeds right now that are out there that I'm getting and probably a lot of you are getting is people bickering and complaining about all kinds of crap. South Park was kind of refreshing.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was the premiere, the new season.
Yeah,
yeah.
Season 27 wow. Kicked off last night.
Mr. President, sir, the Prime Minister of Canada is here to see you.
Uh-oh.
Mr. President! Why are you placing these new tariffs on Canada? What are you, some kind of dictator from the Middle East?
A dictator from the Middle East? Hey, relax, Doug. I'm just your average Joe. Take a rest.
The people of Canada will not be devalued like this.
Hey, come on. You don't want me to bomb you like I did Iraq.
I thought you just bombed Iran.
Iran, Iraq, what the hell's the difference? Relax, guy.
It's kind of true about that last
one. Relax, guy.
Great.
Right?
I just think it's refreshing to see that you can make fun of whomever you want to make fun of. People can laugh. It's comedy. Just, you know, just not so serious. And I think it just came along at the right time yesterday.
Well, our boss brought up a great point yesterday, which is so funny because I didn't even think about it. As far as, you know, everybody talking about one specific thing. He said, how happy do you think the astronomy guy is about Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh,
yeah.
Right, because we all forgot yesterday about astronomy and that whole situation with that man and that girl or whatever, Kristen and Andy. We forgot all about Andy and Kristen for a day.
Yeah. It got dropped for sure.
And I don't know if it'll come back.
I
think that pretty much squashed it yesterday.
Exactly.
The day before when Ozzy Osbourne died because he took over the headlines.
He sure
you know?
Did.
And now these guys have gone to the back burner and they're so happy about that, I'm sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, but it did. It knocked them off.
And
that's the kind of, you know, society we are, though. It takes one major headline to bury everything.
I forgot about Diddy. I forgot about everything. Yeah, it's just it's
all gone.
Yeah,
just all gone.
We all become so obsessed with whatever the thing of the moment is, and then we literally forget about it.
These South Park guys, though, man, are they rich or what?
They're rich.
I mean, this is crazy. I mean, they're not Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or anything like that, but still, a cartoon.
I know, right?
You develop. It's not even that good a cartoon as far as the art goes.
No.
It looks like something I could draw. Yeah,
like the animation is definitely like something from kindergarten.
Yeah, it's like Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
Peppa Pig quality. That's what it is. And the artistic part of it, you know, at least Bugs Bunny was pretty damn good. But South Park and Peppa Pig and these things that take off, they're not even that great an artist. It just they just nail it. And
they did.
People
they
fall
are
in
funny,
love. $1.5 billion for the streaming of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is
only
crazy.
For 5 years.
Yeah.
That's it. They'll redo a deal after 5 years.
And it's the guys that own Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
Cliff Divers.
Pretty impressive.
Is it pretty wild?
Yeah, it is.
I love this world. I do.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, it's time for that. Yeah, sorry. I was just reading about another Jeep flipped up. Man, some of those passes are crazy. Have you ever climbed any of those? Well, but some of those... Some of those passes.
Climbed where? What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Like Black Bear Pass, all those crazy passes.
You sound foreign to me right now. I can't translate what you're saying.
No, I was just looking at this. See, look at this Cherokee. It rolled down the...
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Kind of scary. Sorry.
The only pass I've been a part of is the season pass over at Elitch Gardens. Okay? That's the only pass I'm familiar with.
Sorry.
It's a good pass, though.
That's a great pass.
It's a great
pass. My favorite pass. Yeah, right? If you're looking for a pass, that's a good pass.
It's a good deal.
Yeah.
It's
I don't need to drive an hour and a half. Yeah. It's right down there. I can see it. Got a season pass.
Sorry. All right. Anyway, it looks scary. That guy rolled up. Did you see that one family there from Arizona? They're actually suing a Jeep outfitter because they said, so they rolled all the way down the driver passed away, and so did the girls in it. And they said that he was under the influence, allegedly.
Oof. The driver?
Yeah. Yeah. He was from a Jeep outfitter company, and he was driving along one of those passes, and they flipped.
That's not good.
No, it's not good at all. All right. Anyway, we talked about this a little bit off the air, too, and on the air, but James Cameron is making a new movie called Ghosts of Hiroshima. You guys, this is going to be the next big blockbuster of history.
And he's really good at it.
He's so good at it, right?
Titanic. Yeah, and it's a story that I think that needs to be told.
It's centered on the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It'll be graphic, he says, emotional, and based on real survivor stories, especially one person who survived both blasts.
Wow.
I didn't even know that. He says it'll be as raw and powerful as Schindler's List with no holding back on the horror.
Okay.
So, yeah, That'll be, like, honestly, the next big...
I fight. Like horror.
Well, I don't, you know.
I mean, it's good for movies, I mean.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
I mean, like a horrific is... You mentioned the Saving Private Ryan Hour. Now, that was a different producer, obviously. Yeah. But that is probably one of the best opening scenes, and it's gory. It's probably one of the best combat opening scenes I've ever seen in my life.
It's so graphic.
The way that thing's filmed...
The first time I saw it, I was shocked.
I could watch that over and over again.
What was the one where napalm tastes like napalm?
Oh, that's old. Really old. That was back, let's see.
I just remember everybody saying saying a long time ago.
Yeah.
Tastes like napalm in the morning. Yeah. Something like that.
Oh. That was really
Apocalypse
old.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like back in Nam and stuff.
Yeah.
Remember how I bring up stuff and I make myself sound old? Just did it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that movie is about Vietnam.
See?
I think so, Shadell.
See, I brought it all together. Yeah. All right, anyway. Michael Jackson, that's another movie, the biopic. Michael has been moved back from October 25th to, not 25th, October 2025 to April 24th of 2026.
I wonder why the delay.
Well, I'm glad you asked. I have the answer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of extensive reshoots, also including changes for legal issues related to portraying a 1993 accuser, and plans to split the story also into two installments because it was too long.
This is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Getting a lot of hype. Even though it's been pushed back now, which I think I'm going to go see this one. Did you see where Jack Ozzy's kid's doing the biopic about him?
About Ozzy?
It's been underway for a while.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Yeah, it's been underway for a while. Now that Ozzy's died, it's even become more relevant. But they say, according to what he's saying, is that this film, it's going to be right on the cusp of R into X. That it is so over the top, but he said for once a movie's going to tell the truth about a rock star's life.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
He said everybody signed off on the drugs, the women, the prostitutes, everything involved. He said everybody signed off to tell the story that had to do with Black Sabbath.
Here's the one thing I thought that was weird. Is that when they did the whole mention, the statement about him announcing his death, they only talked about four kids out of the six.
Yeah.
Weird, what do you mean?
Is it because that they were the four that were there? I'm wondering.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Because Lewis was there, Amy, and then obviously Kelly and
Whose statement? What statement?
The statement the Osbournes put out.
Oh, the family statement.
Yeah.
All the information, that's all it talks about is them.
Yeah, so it was just, on behalf of Lewis, Jack,
Amy, and Kelly.
And Kelly, You know, and I was like, well, what about the other two?
Yeah, I don't know. They weren't there. We know that.
But I know, but it was just weird.
I don't know.
Hey, don't mention the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dad, I didn't know Ozzy was one of six kids himself.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's got like three sisters and two brothers.
They said that Sharon never left his side in the hospital. She stayed there the entire time. I believe that. I did too. Yeah.
They were tight, man.
They were tight.
Did you know? This is bad for her, though.
She's
going to go downhill.
No,
they're already saying it.
Nobody said that.
It's affecting her heart.
Who said that?
I saw it on the...
Well, I'm sure it's affecting her. It doesn't mean she's going to go downhill. Yeah. She is a firecracker.
They say friends are very concerned about her.
Who said they are? Who?
No, this article. Same place you get your crap.
You're a little spicy for it being your birthday.
I'm just saying. But you can see that, though,
yeah,
right?
You can see
that. When a couple's that tight, you see that a lot where one goes and the other, they don't take it so well.
Oh, my dad said he was going to take his life. My mom and dad were married for 42 years, and my mom died of breast cancer. And my dad looked at us and said, girls, I don't think I can go on living. I'm going to go ahead and go and meet your mom. And I flipped out on him so hard. I was like, so we don't matter? So we don't matter. Like, we don't exist. We don't matter. It was just your wife. That was it. Oh, my God. And then he started crying and he said he was sorry.
And I've seen the opposite too. My grandparents, I never saw them affectionate all my life. They never held, they barely even talked to each other. She died, he lived another 30 years.
Dude, I'm not
completely
saying
the opposite.
I'm not saying that Bob didn't become a complete whore, because he did.
He learned to live without her, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah, there you go.
Ah, daughter, you know what's so great? They take out their teeth at this age. Dad, what? Yeah, they take out their teeth at this age. No!
My grandfather went for another 30 years, and I think he was the happiest he's ever been. Oh. I swear. Yeah, I mean, he thrived after that.
Oh, my God. Chapel Roan. You know, Pink Pony Club.
I want to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club.
That was Schmidl, everybody. Yeah.
Solid.
That was great.
Solid.
I bet you listen to that song on repeat.
I love that song, dude.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. She's come out with some new music, and in her last song, she talks about missing Tennessee and that she's sorry for being a hooker or whatever in L.A., and she misses Tennessee. Well, this time in this story, it's about a relationship that ended horribly, and then she moves to Saskatchewan. Because she's moving on.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's amazing. Here it is.
Till you're just another girl on the subway. Made you the villain. Evil for just moving on. I see your shadow. I see it even when the lights are. If I need a promise, if in 4 months this feeling ain't gone.
Oh, man, that's a killer, killer tune. That's crazy.
It is Carson's theory, and I love this, that she put in there, what city rhymes with moving on, and AI came up with Saskatchewan.
Yep. ChatGPT for the win.
I don't know if I've ever heard that in another song.
They said,
might be the first Saskatchewan I've ever heard.
Somebody said Kermit Frog made a song with Saskatchewan in it.
Really?
I'll look for it.
Shut up.
So she's now on Kermit the Frog's level.
Yeah, they said that he also was saying something.
It's a big difference from Pete Pony Club, I got to admit.
It is.
She really is trying to branch out.
Yeah. That is a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you'll be hearing that for the next 8 years on our radio show. Now that was not nice.
No,
it was not mean. So mean to our boss.
Sure was.
My gosh. Yep. He's nothing but a great guy.
I didn't say it.
I know.
Jamie did. Boss.
Wow, I got you a present. Your wife didn't even remember your birthday. I brought you a present.
Oh, yeah, you did. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love this hat.
I know you do. Although, it's kind of that weird thing about posers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when my ex-husband wore that Ryder Cup sweater vest.
Yeah.
He never been to the Ryder Cup.
Right.
You're not a member of Centennial Gun Club.
I'm not a member, but yeah, I don't know if it's the same, though. I mean, I almost ordered a hat the other day. Funny you should bring this up, because they've got these things going on now. You can buy these different hats with military on them because of the 250th anniversary that's coming up next year. You know, we're about to celebrate that next year.
So you're going to participate in Stolen Valor?
Well, it's not Stolen Valor. They're asking you to buy this, and it supports veterans. Okay. And but it says U.S. Marines. But I thought the same thing. I thought, I can't walk around with this hat on.
Yeah.
People will think I was a Marine. I was never a Marine. It's just not cool. So
well, and it becomes uncomfortable. Like when I wore Burbank Fire,
yeah,
you know, a shirt that said Burbank Fire because they gave it to me. People were like, "Oh, what division or whatever?" I'm like, "They just gave it to me."
Yeah, yeah, it's a fine line there.
I'm not a firefighter. Yeah, at all. I get what you're saying. Anyway, but they are having a summer special at Centennial Gun Club.
Really?
Yeah, it's only $50, not $250 to join.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just telling
you. That's a good deal.
It is a good deal. Yeah. There's lots of men there, too.
Well, I like that, I guess. What are you implying there? I don't know what you mean.
Well, yesterday...
Oh, you mean for ladies in the audience.
Yesterday, when I was talking about my friend who might be gay, and you're like, so, how often does he go there?
You didn't say that. Yeah, you get to a point in life where all options are open. And since it's my birthday, what the hell?
Why not?
Yeah, who's holding you back?
All right. Let's see here. I have so many bad things I can't say on the radio right now.
God.
I know. It's like, gosh, those FCC people really hold me back.
I like that FCC bunch. They're kind of on my side right now.
So much, man. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell me, Dresh.
BJ and Jamie.
Wow, that's my favorite song to dance to in the studio. You get to speed up and then slow down. Speed up, slow down. It's like taking a break.
It really
sitting
is.
On a park bench or something, you know? Mm-hmm. All right, so this Chapel Roan song that came out.
Yeah.
What is it again? I don't even know the name.
It's called The Subway, and it's about a failed relationship where she's moving on to Saskatchewan.
Okay, okay. And we were talking about Saskatchewan being in a song, period.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of one. Nope. And then Jamie just realized something.
It was in a Kermit the Frog song with Fozzie Bear.
Yeah. Let's listen to Chapel again.
Okay.
Because we got to set it all up again.
Okay.
She's the one that did the Pink Pony Club song. Okay.
Correct.
Big song. And I think you got to come back with something really big. If you have a song like Pink Pony Club, you can't follow up with Saskatchewan, can you?
No.
I don't think you can.
Well, it might be huge. I mean,
it might.
If Kermit, you know, made it happen.
Hey, you got a point there. Yeah. You got a point. All right, here.
Listen. Just another girl on the subway. Made you new feeling. Evil for just my will. And all I see is shadow. I see it even when the words are. If I need a promise, if in 4 months this feeling ain't gone. Saskatchewan.
What are we bleeping there? Is it like the F word?
Yeah.
Is it the F word?
It is the F word, yeah.
So she calls it effing Saskatchewan?
Wherever she is, she says F this city.
Oh, gotcha. Probably Nashville. Yeah, she hates it now. All right, so here's Kermit, right?
Yep.
California, here we come high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
So savvy, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Dug-a-dug-a-dug. Hey, LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us. We're in Saskatchewan.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Fozzie Bear
that
delivers.
Is crazy. That is absolutely crazy. That's Fozzie, right? Yeah. I like Fozzie.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's really
like. Wow.
Him. Yeah. So there it is.
That's
and
pretty
in the music
cool.
video, they're literally driving past a Mountie.
Nice.
As they say, Saskatchewan.
So don't you ever, ever say that there's not another hit song without Saskatchewan.
California, here we come up high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
So savvy, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Dug-a-dug-dug-a-dug. Hey, LA, where have you gone?
Someone to fetch us.
Man, those
Boom!
Two, they have such a good friendship.
They really do.
Between those two, they really do. They love each other. They really do. Hey, Uber, are you starting something next month?
What are they starting?
Well, they're starting something, a policy. If you're a female rider, you can choose a female driver.
You know, they should do that.
All right.
I really appreciate that.
Hang on one second. Okay, I got it right here. Listen.
Uber announcing a pilot program called Women Preferences, where women riders can choose to have a female driver. Also, female Uber drivers can set a preference for booking women riders. It'll debut in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Detroit in a few weeks. And if successful, they hope to expand this nationwide. Now, Uber has faced scrutiny in the past over safety for women riders and drivers. And the company says the Women Preferences pilot is something that's come directly from user feedback. Women want more of a sense of safety from the app.
There you go.
I'm always relieved when I get a female driver.
I'm sure you are. I've heard you talk about it before.
Yeah. I really am. And you know, I apologize to any man. That I'm sure you all are great and stuff. But there is a sense of relief when I'm trapped in a car with someone that can drive me anywhere. Right?
Yeah.
They literally can just go off the beaten path and, you know.
I would think that if I were a driver, okay, I would have a whole different mentality driving that car between my passenger being a male or a female.
Right.
I would feel like that, okay, if something goes wrong here, this person could accuse me of anything.
I was getting ready to say, okay? And as a man,
so it works both ways.
Because
it works both ways.
Totally,
she could easily be drunk, belligerent, and do something that you react to, but then she turns the tables on you by accusing you of something.
And it's he said, she said.
So it's kind of a protection for both people, is the way I see it, and I think it's brilliant. In fact, I'm like the internet right now. What took so long?
Well, Dubai already does it. Dubai has female cab drivers for females in Dubai.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this thing's going to be a huge success in every state they tried it.
You know what is weird? Is I was in a car and the guy was really nice. And so I'm sure, you know, everything was fine. But he's like, do you want some water or I have candy? And I remember that story about don't drink the water in Ubers
because
they drug you and, you know, don't eat any of their snacks or anything. And I'm like, no, I'm good. He's like, no, really, have some water or have some candy. And I was like, I'm fine.
That sounds weird. I don't think the driver realized how weird that sounds. Hey, little girl, you want some candy? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are several people out there that are driving Ubers or Lyft or whatever, and you've got little treats in the car. Just get rid of the treats, man.
Yeah.
You don't need them.
No,
you don't need them.
It
just looks bad.
Yeah.
It looks like you're trying to suck somebody in.
Yeah. And
you know?
Me.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to drug me today.
Yeah.
God's like, what?
Especially when he asked the second time, it kind of irritated me. I was like, I'm on to you.
Here, eat this.
Little girl.
This is going to be a huge success. And again, what took so long?
I know.
You ladies,
well,
Jamie.
I do Lyft. One of the Lyft drivers told me that there is a place in Lyft, I haven't gone looking for it, where I can say I want female drivers. I haven't found it in the app, but she said, or that's your first preference.
I've seen, I don't know. I don't use them very often. I have seen where I can decline a driver and pick up a new one.
Yes.
So I guess in that direction, you could go through until you see a female.
Does that make sense? Here's what it says on Lyft. Thank you, Schmidl. It says Women Plus Connect offers women and non-binary drivers a preference that helps them match more often with women and non-binary. But it sounds like it's the driver, right? Yeah, it's the driver that gets to pick.
Oh.
Yeah. So but now they're doing the opposite on Uber. Yeah. That makes sense too.
Yeah.
Where a driver only wants, you know, women.
Because certain drivers may be only comfortable with that.
Like BJ only wants to pick up women.
No, I want the non-binary. I want the in-between, right?
You get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that way, I doesn't really. I don't have to dwell on either one.
Remember.
That's a female that could, accuse me of something, or a guy kick my ass. It's non-binary. Right in the freaking middle, man. We're good.
Remember, my friend said the best person on the planet that has both boobs and a wiener.
There you go. Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
If I'm a driver, that's what I set it on. That's all I pick up.
Okay. Happy birthday.
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, today is National Tequila Day.
Oh, tequila. I think that stuff is so gross. Oh. I don't know how people
tequila.
Drink it.
Yeah, I'm not a tequila fan. Never was.
Sounds like Carson is.
Oh, it used to be. It used to be my drink of choice in college.
God.
We used to walk around campus with a bottle of Patron. No, had no business buying Patron at all, right?
Yeah.
But me and my buddy would buy one and then house off an entire bottle between the two of each other, just walking around campus.
Oh my God.
You graduate?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my buddy, who did it with me, he's a doctor, so you're welcome. There you go. I would never go to his hospital, but
Dr. Patron.
Yeah, that's his name.
Look him up. Wow. You get a chance. Yeah, I guess they're expecting a lot of people at various Mexican restaurants,
yeah,
bars that serve a lot of tequila, or known for the tequila. So
today
is the day. Yeah,
I haven't even heard about this until you said it.
National Tequila Day?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about it either.
But I'm not one to go, like, if it's National Pizza Day, I don't go to a pizza place.
Right.
You know,
I don't
really like fuzzy.
There are a couple, though, that I'll participate in, like National Donut Day.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that.
I
don't like pizza. I do pizza. The other is I like taco. I like taco days, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good day.
Most men
do. Tequila, tacos.
Yep.
I don't get it. What's that mean?
Nothing. Okay. All right, let's just move on.
Yeah.
Have you been?
Carson, by the way, speaking of Tequila Day, if you want to drop off a bottle of Patron, you can do so. He'll be at Live Well MD today.
That's right.
So if you want to take a drink over to him, that'd be fine.
And it's a family affair. His wife's even going to go.
What?
My wife's going to be there, yeah. She's
Why?
Coming out.
Yeah,
she's got to hand out swag bags.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you rope her into it?
Like Jamie said, it's a family affair, so we're all getting in on this.
Right?
No kidding.
And
all right,
I'm also
Live Well.
Yeah, registering people for Teddy Swims tickets. He's coming to Red Rocks, two shows in August, so that's going to be huge. But yeah, I mean, they're giving an overweight $2,000 in services. They're giving a hydrofacial away. I just did a hydrofacial. It's amazing. Your skin feels amazing after that. They have GLP-1 programs. You can get them 1 month. They're giving that away for $299, which is insane.
I'm all for that. I'll tell you that right now.
Aren't they close by here?
Yeah, they're right off Quebec and 470, right behind the Vasa Fitness right over there.
So it's LiveWell MD. Again, it's LiveWell MD. So if you want to look up exactly where they are, it's LiveWell MD. And you're going to be there tonight, 4 to 6.
Grand opening from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. tonight.
Oh, nice. Grand opening.
I'm
all about grand openings. You get free stuff.
Yeah.
A ton of free stuff. Make sure you stop by.
Is this one of those places where you join? Or you just go in and you just buy the treatments.
No, it's a med spa.
Yeah, it's
right,
a med spa.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a med spa.
Well, I didn't know if there were some that you pay a monthly fee and you're a part of the spa.
Oh, I don't know.
It depends on what you want. If you want like weight loss programs, they offer that, which is monthly.
It's a monthly fee. Okay, gotcha.
But they
also
do facials. They're doing red light
so
therapy.
They do it all.
Yeah.
It's a med spa.
My wife is big on the red light.
I know.
She likes that.
It's like the rage right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says it really works for her. Now, there are people that say that, you know, it's a crock, it's all in your head or whatever, but she believes in that because it really helps her.
Now, do they have micro needling? Because that also is amazing.
Yes, they do.
Oh, nice.
What is that?
It's these little micro needles go in your face.
Yep.
It produces collagen. Look at me.
That's pretty nice.
I know, right?
It's pretty hot.
You should go over there for your birthday.
Really?
Yeah, they'd fix you. And you, yep.
You get me a deal.
Yeah,
I mean, you're over there.
I know some people.
You know some people.
Yeah, get a birthday med spa.
Hey, we can do a hydrofacial together.
Dr. Patron. Dr. Patron doesn't work there, does he? From college.
No.
Is that how you got this hook up? Dr.
Not.
Patron's over there. So what's going on?
Oh God.
BJ and Jamie.
Before we get to that, 8:20.
Yeah.
Not a word.
Really? Well, up her butt with a coconut.
I'm thinking it's going to be a huge surprise party.
Huge.
It's
well,
gonna be
we're
massive.
Not supposed
I mean,
to
huge.
Tell you, and so I don't know what to do. It is tomorrow night at
Gotta
Chuck E. Cheese at 7 o'clock or 6 or 4.
6:30.
Yep. 6:30.
At Chuck E. Cheese, we're having a surprise birthday party for BJ tomorrow.
Yeah, today's my birthday.
Yeah, and his wife, we are really not having a surprise birday party, but I tried to make him feel better this
Something's
morning.
Something's going on, though, I think.
And I said there's some shenanigans going on. She's probably planning a huge birthday party for you at Chuck E. Cheese.
Because you did surprise her for her birthday.
Yeah.
Right, I know.
So maybe she's just laying low, like, oh, keep bitching, because I got some big plans
for
you.
Yeah, I'll get them.
That's
got
to be what it is
it
now.
Is. It
I
is.
Mean, for it to go this long and not hear anything,
exactly.
That means something on the horizon.
Yeah.
Woo, it's going to be big. Man, I may have to take a nap today to prepare for it.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe pull over to my car somewhere.
Can I tell you one thing, though? I tell you one thing?
Yeah.
Thank you for being an honest man.
What do you mean?
Well, I appreciate you explaining how you're miserable in your marriage sometimes.
No, I'm not miserable. No, that's a bad way to put it. I'm just saying marriage isn't rosy sometimes.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
There are bumps in the road. not everything is just honky-dory every single day.
Right.
You got disagreements, especially two people that have their own opinions
exactly.
about things.
Yeah.
And you're not just, you know, faking it for yeah. some reason. And I don't like faking it. I like to, you know, I like to come
sure
on the air
don't.
And be real about
you
it, too.
You sure are. And, you like, know? She forgot your birthday, and that sucks. Right?
Yeah, right yeah. now, right now, we're on the cusp of forgetting a birthday.
Right.
Now, is it going to affect me long-term? No.
No, but it is a good thing to have in your back pocket.
Yeah, but it is. It's arsenal.
Yeah,
you
it
know?
Is arsenal.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful
ammunition,
thing.
Ammunition, I guess is a better word. Yeah,
right.
Ammunition.
When you have that kind of ammunition in your back pocket,
yeah.
that is so great to
and
have.
And I'll use the hell out yeah. of it. You wait and see, folks. You have no idea how I'm going to use this. So I hope it kind of continues today just to build up my ammunition. Oh. You
so
know?
I was bitching to the BJ and to Carson off the air. All right, so I'm not going to like get too detailed because... You know, I feel bad. But there is this beautiful couple. I mean, they are beautiful. A hot, both of them. Hot man, hot
they're,
wife.
They're almost like a loco version of the Beckhams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
precisely.
A great way to put it.
It's
yeah,
the way
yeah,
I'd
yeah,
put it.
Yeah. So they're just beautiful, and they have four beautiful kids that are, they look like little actors. They're so beautiful. Like yeah. perfect teeth, even at eight, and usually at about eight is when they become really ugly.
You get
you
some
know?
Gnarly ones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And those kids, they it almost looks like little mannequins.
Yeah,
and in the pictures and stuff.
I think
yeah.
they got them flippers so they aren't missing those weird teeth, and they got them the fake teeth.
Pop them in and out, just like Occupy.
Yeah. Has to be because Frog 7, he can't keep a tooth in his head.
Yeah, yeah. So you get the fake ones if you're in pageants, right? The flippers.
Yeah,
my ex-boyfriend used to make them for all those stage moms. Anyway, and so they're beautiful, beautiful four kids, beautiful couple, beautiful everything. They're always in Sturgis. And they're all sexy, and she's got her boobs out, and she has a perfect body, and he has a perfect set of muscles, and they're just perfect together. They're getting a divorce. And I'm like, what? What? You guys have been perfect on the internet. I don't really know them. I only know her. I've only been to lunch with her. I don't know him. I've never even met him. But they look so beautiful together, and now I'm being told they've hated each other for 10 years.
See, that's the whole thing with social
what?
Media, though.
I've been lied to. They have hated each other, I guess, for 10 freaking years, like full-blown hate.
Yeah, I've got a couple of takes on this. First of all,
they sleep in different rooms.
They want to put a persona out there of their family, and it's all been a big fat lie
big
for
fat
10
lie.
Years, okay?
Yeah.
That's just, I don't know if that's, what would you call that, just narcissist? In a way?
Well,
I mean, look at this. Look how perfect it is.
We're
look,
so perfect.
Look how beautiful we are.
Well,
look
they
how
they are so beautiful.
Yeah,
and
look
they
at,
are
we,
beautiful.
Look how we travel. Look at the kids. Look at all this.
I mean, they're always in Europe. They're always together, and they always do that, like, cutesy, like, they lean their heads together. And then I'm just now told that they have hated each other for 10 years and tried to figure out the finances and getting divorced. They don't even talk to each other. They sleep in different rooms. They hate each other. They only take pictures for social media.
No, I wonder if they'll continue to post as a family.
No, they've scraped each other.
They have?
Yeah.
Oh.
They've unfriended each other and they've scraped every picture of
so it's gone.
They're gone.
So it's... Yeah. Down the toilet.
Down the
right?
toilet, yeah.
I got a theory, too.
And now
on
they're
this.
Only both posting each of sexy pictures of themselves.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you got to get ready for the single market.
Right.
I mean, the dating pool. Hello.
And they both already put single in their profiles.
Oh.
I was like, that was quick.
Yeah.
You got to move on. Man, they've been miserable for 10 years.
But I
time to go.
Okay, but I'm being honest. I literally envied their relationship online. Like
that's
again,
part of the problem with online, though.
Oh, my God. I
we all
so
look at, that's what the influencer thing's all about,
yeah,
Jamie.
Yeah.
We all look at these pictures of somebody on a plane in Dubai or whatever, and all
wait,
it is
posted
props.
That.
It's props. It's props behind these people. They're not even there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they want you to feel like you're missing out, man. You don't have this. You don't have this relationship.
I don't have, like,
you know?
A beautiful husband. I was like, oh, my God, she's so beautiful. He's so beautiful. They're so beautiful. They're kids are beautiful. Four beautiful kids. Like, what? And now I find out they've been miserable for 10 years.
I think also that it's virtually impossible for two hot people to stay together. Now, you take a mediocre dude like me, okay? I can hang in there for 20 years.
Yeah.
All right, I'm good. I'm good. You take a woman that, you know, some days she takes a good picture, some days she doesn't,
yeah.
okay? She can hang, man. She's going to be there for the long haul,
oh,
thick
God.
And thin. But these beautiful beautiful people. You get a couple of them out there. The first time they see a crack in the relationship, they hit the road because they know there's better, or they think there's better.
Or do you think they get better? Do you think they start competing against each other?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that if you're beautiful, you get hit on so much that the odds are the one of you is going to crack.
There's too much temptation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's going to be hit on at the gym or wherever she drops off the kids, you know. Maybe, you know, somebody's had a couple of drinks or whatever. He, on the other hand, same thing, at the gym, whatever. He's going to get hit on.
So they have options.
Yeah, the odds are one of them is going to get seduced.
Whereas, like, you don't have any other options.
No. I mean, it's very limited for me when I leave here, okay? When I leave here, there's not a lot of interaction, first of all, okay? I don't always look my best.
I don't know.
I got all my shorts and my slides.
You look comfortable.
Today? I mean, I'm wearing a wrinkled up In-N-Out burger shirt, okay? Probably not a lot of options between here and the cigar bar. The smoke shop, okay?
Right, yeah.
Not a lot of options. So it looks pretty solid where I live. Okay, and where I stand. But you take these hot couples, man. Yeah. They're out there flying around. He has to take a business trip. He's up in first class with women that they have money.
No, with
too.
The head of HR. Yeah. We already know.
Well women goes. Like Jamie. That's what we're talking about. He's up there. Imagine this dude. You know, he's going to take a little trip, and he gets on a flight, and right there next to him is Jamie White. Lordy. Lordy. Options are just galore. They're everywhere.
Did I tell you the dumbest thing I ever did in my life was I use miles. I do fly first class. I don't like it back there. That seems weird.
Back with the peasants. Back with the rest of us.
But I met this guy on a first class flight, right, when we're flying, and he went home with me.
There you go.
We took cab at LAX and went to my house. Do you know how dangerous that is looking back?
And
yeah.
This same guy is now like getting a divorce. Look at you. And you wonder how all this came up, huh? No,
oh
I'm just kidding. But you see, but my theory makes sense if you think about it. Two hot people.
Yeah.
Imagine how many times they get hit on all the time, wherever they go. You know, I mean, people don't care if you're married or not.
Well, that's
they
true.
Really don't care when they you know, trying to hit on somebody. They should, but they don't.
Yeah.
But I think it would be the temptation would be that one of
and
the two
I get
would crack.
What you're saying, but for me, I'm just pissed that I've been lied to on the internet. Like, I had no idea they've been miserable for 10 years.
And you've
years.
Been jealous of
and
the
I
entire
have
American family.
Watched their lives and been like, oh my God, if I could just meet somebody like him and like have this perfect family.
It makes you feel bad about yourself.
It does.
On a daily basis.
But not today.
No. No.
Now you get some satisfaction.
Now you're happy. Now you realize that type of relationship just doesn't exist.
Nope, it does not.
Does not exist in married life.
BJ and Jamie.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Harris.
Dad.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Belong in the zoo.
You belong in
the
zoo.
But we love you.
You belong.
Happy birthday, Mr. Harris.
Trying to be funny. Or...
Happy birthday to you.
There you go. There you
I
go.
Thought it was you look like a monkey and you smell like one too.
Yeah, something like that.
She went you just belong in a zoo.
We just make crap up at my house. We don't know. We don't know. All right, there you go. Now, I've been saying all
That's
morning
so
long.
Sweet.
That is sweet.
My wife was awake when I left the house this morning. Not a word about the birthday, okay? Then I've sat here for 2 hours and complained about it. So, yeah. I mean, that's out there too. Somebody's called, okay?
No!
She's forgotten my birthday.
Oh, my God.
And I'm a little perturbed about it this morning. And somebody, it's either Joni or Antonia or one of those ladies that's heard me complain this morning, picked up the phone, called her and said, hey, man, you need to get on it. It's your husband's birthday. You've forgotten all about it. You need to get in touch with him. And then I get a phone call. Heard Frog in the car on the way to camp. I know how the game works. Okay? You're not off the hook.
Maybe she wanted to wait for Frog so that they can call you and.
Oh, see, that's probably it. It's about your son.
Do you live in a fantasy world, bub? Do you literally, is that the world you live in? You can't see the writing on the wall here? I certainly do. And plus.
Oh, no. And plus.
I need the sympathy on this show. You know, I need people out there to feel sorry for me. Okay,
right.
I'm just being honest. Okay. You know, a guy like me taking it in the shorts like this.
All right, but here's our problem. Here's our problem. Okay, I agree with you. She forgot your birthday. I agree with you. Somebody told her. I agree with
Had
you.
Had to be. It's because 2.5 hours later, Jamie.
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got upset with you.
But here's the problem with this. Here's what sorry. This the what? Problem is that somebody tipping her off and now she's saying happy birthday. Now the arsenal's gone.
Yeah.
Your back pocket.
Yeah.
You can't pull it out anymore.
Yeah, like, I was going to use this hard, man. Yeah. Hard. I'd get some golf rounds out of this.
Yeah.
I could get lots of crap going on,
but
man.
But now that she's saying happy birthday to you.
Yeah, because I can't prove
no,
anything.
It's
all you know?
Squashed. No.
I don't know
no.
if anybody called or
exactly.
not. So I'm kind of, you know.
You're done.
I've got allegations, but I can't back it up.
Nope.
Kind of like that Epstein list.
What?
I'm trying to make a reference to today's news.
Okay, gotcha. Relevant.
Not that I'm on that list. I'm just saying. Right. Just saying. You know, I'm just saying kind of like that. So, but yeah, you're kind of right. You're,
yeah.
You kind of blows my whole thing I was building up here. I was trying to get, you know, my arsenal, ammunition in order.
Yep.
So well, that sucks.
That shot the
I'll
hell.
Lose out both ways now.
I know.
I'll lose out both ways.
Oh, well.
There's no party planned.
I know.
No surprise party.
You know what
Nothing.
Is
what?
Kind of sucky is sucky birthdays.
You know, yeah.
I know that you don't like really care that much, but
I don't.
But I do. And when you when you walk in and there's your boyfriend or your husband or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, happy birthday," and then they keep doing whatever they're doing,
yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
No
yeah.
balloons.
You ladies,
no streamers.
Though, you take it so much harder than
we
a guy
do.
Does.
Yeah,
I really don't give it. Honestly, I don't give a rat's, you know what. Mm. I don't. It's another day. Just another day. I mean, granted, it's a special day, but it should be acknowledged probably by someone, but we really don't care. Okay? But women, man, you guys, the shortest you turn it into is a week. Well, a lot of you make
birthday month.
You make it, months.
Yeah, it's birthday month.
And it's exhausting for a guy like me. It's exhausting. It wears me out. Her birthday week wore me down, man. I had to do a party. I had to do this, a gift, get a card, a balloon.
Surprise dinner.
Yeah. The whole thing.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Okay. But so what I'm saying is you're going to go home and she's going to be like, hug you. And she's like, happy birthday. And then that's it. Like, literally, that's all you're getting.
That's all I need. I don't need much more than love. You know, it makes me complete.
You're so dumb.
So dumb. You don't tell somebody they're dumb on their birthday. Well, that was a rat.
Okay, wow.
Jamie gave me a hat, though.
I did.
So
I did,
thank
you
for the hat. I did
welcome.
Get a gift this morning.
But I
did you know it was my birthday?
Yes.
Or you just brought in a hat?
No,
for the hell
it was
of
your birthday.
It. You did not.
It's your birthday
Did
hat.
You know that?
I did know that.
No, be honest with me. Did you know? You're at the gun club last night with your son. You bought three. I think you did, now that I think about it.
I
because
three.
Yeah, because if you had not thought it was, if you didn't know it was my birthday, you would have brought in a hat for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, agreed. Carson, and Spadil. Yeah. But you knew it was my birthday, so it was you and your kid, and then a hat for me.
Jamie takes bow.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like you and me and him are family, aren't we?
Yeah, we all have, three, my Ralphie. So, Jamie and BJ all have matching hats. We should take a picture for Instagram.
Oh, we should. We should make the world
together.
We should make the world think we're a family.
Yeah.
Much like your fake friends, right?
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got a little dizzy, but I'm okay. Anyway, oh my God. So let me just explain to y'all in case you don't know a lot about guns. There's a thing called the shotgun, right? And in the little casing, the thing you put in the gun, it can have anywhere from, like, I don't know, 7 little shots in it to 100 little shots in it, right? Like,
you mean the shell?
The shell, yeah. And it spreads out as you shoot it, right? Yeah. So I say to my kid, I'm going to get a shotgun, and... Because when I went to Lanai and I shot all those clays, the instructor was like, "You're an amazing shot," you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it wasn't just for a tip. right?
Yeah, it probably was.
And so I said to my kid, I go, I'm going to get a shotgun. The guy, and I want to start shooting clays because the guy was telling me I was an amazing shot and all this. And he goes, you do understand everybody's a great shot when they have a shotgun.
There you go. Hard to miss.
It is hard to miss. Like, talk about like deflating me.
Bringing it right back down.
Thanks, son. Man, just for a split second, and then nope. Wah, wah, wah. The joys of being a mother. Right? Yeah. Yeah, so nice. All right, South Park, season 27 premiered last night, and people are raving about it. They're saying it was absolutely amazing. Here's just a little part of that.
Mr. President, sir, the Prime Minister of Canada is here to see you.
Mr. President, why are you placing these new tariffs on Canada? What are you, some kind of dictator from the Middle East?
A dictator from the Middle East? Hey, relax, Doug. I'm just your average Joe. Take a rest.
The people of Canada will not be devalued like this.
Hey, come on. You don't want me to bomb you like I did Iraq.
I thought you just bombed Iran.
Iran, Iraq, what the hell's the difference? Relax, guy. Hey, what the f*** is this, better?
This is the painting you asked for, sir.
Where's my f***?
People are so happy this is back.
I know.
They really are.
Yep. All right, so that premiered. And let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? We just love this. And so I know I've said it too much, but it really is exciting about Chapel and Chapel Roan. The Pink Pony Club has gone away, and instead we have a Saskatchewan song. It is amazing.
It's a good follow-up.
It really is. Yeah. And here's a little bit of that.
Hello?
Till you're just another girl on the subway.
Wow, that didn't take long, did it?
Yeah.
She was in Nashville for, what, a year?
Yeah, and then she moved
to back to Canada.
Going to Saskatchewan. It's a tribute to Fozzie Bear, who also sings about Saskatchewan. Here he is.
California, here we come, up high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
So sadly, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it.
I'm moving right along.
Dug-a-dum, dug-a-dum.
Hey, L.A., where have you gone?
Someone to fetch us, we're in Saskatchewan.
There you go.
So that was really nice of her.
That's a big trend right now, this Canadian stuff.
Yeah.
Sticking that in songs.
Well, I just, yeah.
That's
just
a big deal.
Saskatchewan, yeah. It was amazing. All right, the other thing is, I just got to hear a tutorial for about an hour from Carson about Tuesday's show, which was The Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, it was amazing.
Did you hear him going on and on and on?
Yeah, over and over again.
Dude,
I had to leave the room.
You left. You went to the bathroom.
I did.
You left me with him.
Well, old people's stories make me pee.
He was telling me how a 20-year-old hooked up with a 60-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was out of the room for that one.
Yeah.
Man, it was crazy. So this girl, her name's April. This woman, I should say, she's a golden, and I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
She's a golden,
yeah,
like a retriever.
No, they call them the goldens.
That's what that sounds like, though.
I know. But like when they came on the yacht, they were like, "All the goldens are here," and like just hell broke loose on the beach. Right, everyone's just partying. The goldens getting trashed, and so this guy Jonathan, he hasn't found a connection. He's so depressed. He's like 28, 29, whatever. And he's walking back to his room with his head held low. And all of a sudden, April, who's like 60, turns to him and says, "Second room on the right.
Nice.
Come on by."
What a move. Wow. And he went for it.
And Jonathan, they definitely hooked up because the next morning, she was like purring on him. Like,
purring. How do you purr on somebody? How do you purr?
What does that mean? She was like rubbing. He was like a cat. You know how cats like come up to you and like rub against your leg? She was like rubbing up against his chest with her head. Like,
and you enjoyed a 64-year-old woman purring?
Hey.
That was like a big night for you,
I mean,
or something?
Think about it. This is what dating is. This is modern dating right now.
Yeah.
Can you do your purring impression again?
No, I can't. I cannot yeah. purr.
You know what? That is actually, I don't think anybody can purr.
Yeah, I can't purr.
Yeah, I just sound like I'm gurgling.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, wow. Hello, sexy.
Yeah, baby. Oh, I feel like playing Barry White right now.
My God, that was hot, by the way. Hot. Wednesday has been renewed by Netflix for season 3. The news comes just weeks ahead of season 2, part 1's arrival, August 6th. Season 2, part 2 will follow in September 3rd. You know, I never got into it.
It's I watched the first show.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, a lot of people say it's a great show.
It's a hit.
It is a hit.
People love it.
Post Malone's ex-fiance, Jamie Park, has dismissed her California custody case, effectively retracting her request for physical custody of their 3-year-old daughter. With the Los Angeles proceedings dropped, the custody fight will continue in Utah, where Post Malone initially filed. This move appears to benefit Post Malone because child support is much lower in Utah.
Yeah, it's a big win.
Yeah. I wonder if they had a any kind of prenup or anything. I mean, they never got married. They were a fiance, but...
I don't know.
And what's the common law in that state,
too? I don't know either. Anyway, I am a big fan. I just saw this on the internet, and I'm going to be using it. And so just so you guys know, up your butt with a coconut will be a go-to, will be a go-to saying for me. No
Jamie
one.
Patton right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
I really like it. Don't you enjoy it?
Up your butt with a coconut?
Yeah,
well, enjoying it's not exactly the right answer, but right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's...
I like the phrase. Okay,
exactly.
We'll say that.
Okay, that's good. Let's see here. Everybody's happy. Everybody at Astronomy is happy that Ozzy Osbourne passed away. Andy and Kristen are super duper happy because we forgot about him.
No, the people at Astronomer, they're upset with it because they want to stay on the front page.
That's
okay,
true.
It's the couple that was cheating that's right. happy that
high-fiving.
Ozzy passed.
Yeah.
Right?
Woo, they forgot about.
But
us.
The Astronomer guy, that CEO, he's like, "No, Ozzy, why'd you have to ruin the party?"
James Cameron says he's making a nuclear bomb movie that'll be as Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan. James Cameron is making a new movie called Ghosts of Hiroshima, centered on the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It'll be graphic, emotional, and based on real survivor stories. There's one particular survivor who survived both blasts. Cameron says it'll be as raw and powerful as Schindler's List and no holding back on the horror.
I think it's going to be great.
I
big.
Yeah.
Anything he touches just about, you know?
I'm still like really mad I haven't seen F1. I have to be honest with you.
I'm going to go. A couple in like next week. I'm going to go.
What was that sentence?
Why next week? Why not this week?
Well, just because the wife and the daughter, they're going to be out of town again. So I'm going to go with my mom. But Bree hates going to movies, so I got to go to movies with my mom. My mom loves going to movies. So.
Man, they're leaving out of town a lot, aren't they?
But so
that sounds like somebody unhappy.
You sure like that golden, people, don't you? Hang around a lot. You watch the golden,
mom!
You go with your mom.
Yeah,
to the,
it's
not
his mom.
Too many people go with their mom to the movies.
My son's going to go with me. He said, yeah, let's go see it.
Your son's
idea.
Not 40.
What's wrong with hanging with mom, man?
Nothing.
I'm a mama's boy through and through.
That's
no
okay.
shame about it.
He's the only child. I think it's sweet.
Okay.
I think it's really sweet that an adult son would go with him.
And
mom.
We tried to go, but we had to go to Mission Impossible because F1 was sold out. Like, it's still hugely popular.
I was just talking about your sentence, which was, I'm going to go. I'm going to maybe go next week.
Well, I had a small stroke. I think I'm recovered now.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
You guys are going to mess around. It's not even going to be in studios anymore or in the movie theaters anymore.
I know. We
anymore.
Already missed it in IMAX and that 4D.
I mean, come on. You got to get with it.
I know.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Thursday, everybody. Going to be partly cloudy today. There's a good chance of rain today. In fact, some areas could get hail.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We are on the Odyssey app. You can go to the app. You can download the program. You got the podcast there. You can listen live. Lots of things you can do on that app, man. So go get it. It's very, very cool. Very cool. And it's free. And
it's free.
For you
yes,
too.
It is.
Carson's going to be out today. He's living well, right? You're going to be live
so
well,
good.
MD.
I really like how you did that live
what
well. Then you added it to a sentence.
Oh, live well?
He's living well. Live well.
Yeah. Well, you know they pay me for that. They want me to be cute and clever. So I can do the clever part, not the cute. But
anyway, it's the grand opening. Live well, MD. Go ahead.
They got a whole bunch of stuff going on. It's at 8200 South Syracuse Street and Suite A13 in Centennial. It's right C470 and Quebec, and it's right by that Vasa right behind it there. I'm doing a register win. You could walk away with Teddy Swims tickets. He's going to be at Red Rocks next month, two shows, and they're giving over $2,000 in services away. We're talking micro needling session. That's worth $500. Hydrofacial, I love those, $275 value. They've got body sculpting, swag bags, and an entire month free of GLP-1 program, their weight loss program.
So what do you think the chances are that you could snag one of those swag bags for Jamie and I? I mean, no. Let's have this conversation.
They're $250. I'd like tonight. Four to six
p.m.
He's gonna be there 4 to 6, and it's a family. It's a family affair. The wifey's coming too, and BJ's gonna be there for his birthday.
I'm gonna get some body sculpting.
Now what were you saying?
It might take 3 or 4 of them to work on me though. Spadell, you'd like a swag bag, right?
Oh, I love swag bags.
I'm saying, Carson, if you don't mind, I'm not asking you to steal, but if it comes to that, you got to do it. But they're $250 swag bags. This is like going to the Oscars.
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah. You know those bags? Yeah, the gift bags they give out at the Oscars.
Yeah.
I've never really got one in my life.
Yeah.
So I'd kind of like to have one. And this is a perfect opportunity for him to snag a couple
and
for
us. And it is his birthday.
Yeah. I mean, give me a swag bag.
You want a new, like, skincare serum? We can do that.
I want the swag bag. I want to be surprised.
Well, it'll have some skincare in it.
Yeah, you got some. It's a med spa. So
good.
I don't see you using any kind of skincare ever. Aren't you the 3-in-1 washer?
Suave.
Yeah.
I do. I suave.
Yeah, and like it has body wash, conditioner, and hair all in one.
It's an amazing product. How did they come up with that? Think about it. How do you up with that?
The science?
That's pretty cool.
And the market, a bottle is only $1.99.
Exactly.
Man. Oh, yeah. It's the cheapest stuff on the shelf.
Suave.
And probably the best stuff on
probably,
the shelf. All right, so today from 4 to 6,
yep.
Get this down, folks. If you've been looking for any of these treatments, today's a good day to go out and check it out.
Seriously, without
well,
a doubt.
Well, yeah, because it's just going to be raining today, so you might as well be inside and getting some stuff done.
That's
it's
right.
It's Live Well MD, again, Live Well MD, and it's a grand opening, so you know they're always generous with the stuff.
They got to get people in.
Forward
check
to
it out.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran, have you ever seen that video that circulates on social media with Ed Sheeran where it's called the Ed Sheeran Peep Show? Have you seen this?
What in the hell? No,
listen to me, okay? It's hysterical, too.
Okay,
so this guy, he's running a peep show, okay? So he's standing on this, it looks like a sleazy New Orleans-type street, right?
Okay.
Where people are walking, a lot of pedestrians are walking up and down. And you got these red curtains behind him, and they're covering the doorway like there's a peep show inside. And he calls it the Ed Sheeran Peep Show. And he talks to people as they go by, and he offers them a chance to see the peep show for like $2, okay? And people just walk by, ignore him. I don't want to see a peep show, blah, blah, blah. The people that pay go inside, curtain opens up, and it's Ed Sheeran playing music.
That's pretty crazy.
And and these people, you've got like couples sitting there that paid $4, and he only gives them like 40 seconds of a song he'll play. And then the show's over. The curtains close. And you leave.
Do they call it the Ed Sheeran? I mean, do they know they're going to see Ed?
Well, this guy is barking out on the sidewalk saying, Ed Sheeran, right here, $2, $2. Oh, okay. Ed Sheeran, peep show, $2. And everybody's ignoring him.
Okay.
But every now and then, you'll get somebody go, well, it's worth $2. Let's just see what the hell this is all about.
And it's really Ed.
He doesn't explain to them, hey, it's really Ed Sheeran. Here's what's going to happen. He just does the whole peep show routine, right?
Yeah.
So they walk in, and they get 40, 45 seconds of Ed Sheeran for $2.
I mean, if I saw this guy on the street saying something about Ed Sheeran, I'd be like, okay, buddy.
Yeah, get the hell away from me.
You would think, you would think it was a lookalike.
Yeah.
You know? You probably like thought
and,
it was.
And when you watch the videos, the people that buy the $2 ticket to go in, they go in and sit there like, okay, what are we about to get? This is crazy. I can't believe we even did this. And all of a sudden, the curtains open. And it's Ed Sheeran playing a guitar, singing. for 45 seconds.
It is crazy.
I feel like Ed needs a hobby.
I think it's hysterical. I think it's hysterical that a guy as big as he is would play along with this stuff. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
And bizarre.
It is bizarre. Right. When I first started watching them, I thought, well, that's not Ed Sheeran. There's got to be something else. But it turns out it's him. He participates in these.
I learn something every day from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know this at all.
You know me, Jamie. I never stop. I'm always learning.
I also didn't know that you're a fitness buff. You were just telling me about you and your fitness. I guess Colorado yeah. was ranked in the country the fifth fittest, healthiest, fittest, whatever, state in the whole. Did I just stutter?
Yes,
you
did.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What if I start stuttering?
Yeah.
That would be weird, wouldn't it?
It would be
bad.
Bad.
Yeah. It'd be disability, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're the fifth healthiest. Was it healthiest or fittest?
Fittest.
Fittest. And BJ said it was because of him, you guys. Yeah.
Well, I keep it up. If I left the state, would plummet. Okay, because I try to keep, and not only that, my family, it runs in the family. Yeah. We're all fitters. We've been fitters all of our lives.
Fitters. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
fitters.
Fitters, not fritters.
Right, but fitters yeah.
is what we are. Yeah.
Wow.
The fritter family. I mean, fitter family is
well,
us.
Well, when I told you off the air, I was like, you know, I kind of see it because, like, I know my son and all his friends, they are, like, outside all the time. They're doing 14ers. They're doing all that stuff. You know, it's the Colorado lifestyle.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah. Aren't we always up there, though? I mean, we're always up there.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, whenever
are.
One of these studies come out or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
But we're always at the top.
How many 14ers have you done?
14ers?
Yeah.
Ooh, jeez. How many are in the state?
Oh, we did this one.
How many do we have?
There's a bunch.
Oh, my gosh.
We have what?
There's a bunch. Yeah.
Isn't there like 14 14ers?
No, there's 50 way
something.
More.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so how many?
58.
Yeah. I've done zero. But I'm going to start.
Okay.
I'm going to start.
It's never too late.
I'm on a quest to get us to number one is the fittest state, and I can do that for us. I'll get us there. You wait and see. We have a podcast. We have all kinds of crap. God. It's on the Odyssey app. Go listen to it. Everything from the show this morning is going to be up there. We talked about Uber. Uber is now in this policy they're doing with women can order
awesome.
Women drivers.
Yeah.
I think it's a game changer.
Me
I do.
Too.
I think it's for both parties, for men and women. But we talked about that. We talked about my birthday. We talked about all kinds
happy
of stuff.
Birthday, happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Lots of stuff.
Happy birthday. That's so exciting, isn't it? What all are you going to do today?
Nap, for one thing. I get a birthday nap. Yeah. I'll probably have a birthday sandwich.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a full day.
Big day.
Big day. Over at the BJ house. And of course, I'll get my 14er in today.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only got 58 more to go. Right?
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, there's breaking news this morning. It happened just about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's not even making regular Google right now.
Wrestling champion Hulk Hogan has died. Wow. 71 years old.
Oh, poor Hulk Hogan.
You remember, this was rumored a couple of weeks ago. I got a buddy of mine down in Florida that had the scoop on this, said Hulk was really in bad shape. And everybody denied it, said he was in the hospital for something else. And he said, hey, I don't think he's going to make it, according to my sources.
Yeah.
I even called the guy, tried to put him on the air with us.
His name's
Bob the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
And tried to get him on the air with us, but he wouldn't go on because he didn't want to push it so far that there might be a lawsuit involved. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
And that makes sense, I guess.
Didn't they all sue each other anyway?
Yeah. It's been sue over there. But now it appears that Hulk did not make it and has not made it because he's dead at 71 years old. Hulk Hogan.
He was your buddy.
Yeah. I've been to his house two or three times.
I know. Wow. Well, that's a shame.
That is awful.
It is awful.
Okay. Man, oh man, what in the world is going on?
He dies and it's your birthday.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Died on my birthday.
Aww.
Poor Hulk.
Well, now maybe your wife will remember your birthday.
Yeah.
As the anniversary.
Remember the Hulk Hogan death, right?
Oh, man.
That was mean.
What? Why? You just have to have reasons to remember, like, birthdays and stuff. This is, like, it'll be an anniversary. It'll pop up, and she'll be like, oh, crap, that's right. This is the anniversary of him dying. It's also my husband's birthday.
Okay, I get it now. But now it starts to make sense.
Yeah, right?
I took it wrong there for a minute.
Should have.
All right, we got to go.
That is sad news, though.
It is, right?
Hulk Hogan dead at 71 years old. Just broke on TMZ, so I'm sure it's
looks
true.
Looks like it's a heart attack.
Oh, it is?
Doesn't it say cardiac arrest called in?
Yeah, TMZ is saying that it was cardiac arrest. Yeah.
You know, let me just tell you, I was around these guys a lot because they're all out of Tampa, Florida. And I was down there for 15 years. One of my best friends down there was Randy Macho Man Savage.
Oh,
Randy
and
he and I ran together quite a bit back in the day. And then Hulk Hogan and all the crew, Big Sexy and all those guys, every one of them has been so pumped up over the years with steroids,
all
the different things that it takes to look good in the ring. You get what I'm saying.
Yep. Yeah.
And everybody was, it was the risk you took. You know, Randy Savage had a heart attack, same thing as Hogan. He was driving a Jeep up the highway and had a heart attack behind the wheel of the car. Wow. Crashed into a tree.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, left the road. He and his wife were driving one morning in Safety Harbor, Florida. And he had a heart attack. But it's very common with wrestlers because of their routine.
Yeah, because they're always on roids, right?
Yeah, it seems that way. So,
all right, well, happy birthday.
Pretty sad.
Happy birthday.
Well, okay, thanks. I appreciate it. I'll
birthday.
Still have some
It feels awkward.
Yeah, it does.
Especially since you ran with those guys.
Yeah, so
it feels,
I did.
It feels weird. Did. But happy birthday! Yay!
Like I said, I'll still have some ice cream and cake, though.
Okay.
Can't miss out on that. No. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your day. We will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.